You know, there's a lot to think about when you consider moving from your longtime home or maybe helping or your parents or working with your parents or other relatives and helping them to move, or maybe even getting them to move or talking them about options. And we'll take some of those considerations into account with our guest coming up here. I'm Larry Mueller, by the way, my guest, Bruce Nemovitz. He is a senior real estate specialist, a certified senior advisor, certified residential specialist, and author and speaker. And his latest book is Moving in the Right Direction, The Senior's Guide to Moving and Downsizing. So, are you or your parents considering a move? I hope you'll call in, or maybe you've had some experience with that already. Maybe some of it was good and some not so good. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org, or you can post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Bruce Nemovitz, welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been helping seniors move for a really long time now. How'd you get interested in this area?
Well, I worked with so many clients, and I could tell that they just weren't being served properly. They have special needs, and I wanted to really help. I would visit with them, and they'd been in their home, you know, maybe 50 years, 40 years. Yeah. And it's so hard to think about moving. It's sort of like, you know, leaving your best friend. And so I wanted to, you know, learn about it, do all I could, and just found it so interesting. And I love working with them.
And I like the stories you tell in your book, too. You have some personal stories of people that I think resonate a lot and help you set your chapters up.
Oh, absolutely. I have plenty to work with.
Yeah, plenty to work with there. Well, when you're thinking about downsizing, that may bring up different ideas in different people's heads. What do you mean by downsizing?
Well, downsizing, as we all know, especially for folks that have been in their homes, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, the thought of moving from that home is pretty daunting. We work with a lot of people that maybe grew up near the Depression and tend to save a lot of things. So downsizing is to shed yourself of many of the personal items that maybe you're no longer using, giving them to folks that can make the best of it while you're able to give, and just generally getting ready maybe to make that move and shedding.
Yeah, shedding. David in Slinger has something that relates to this, I think. David, hi. Thanks for calling.
Sure. I just a quick comment. I'm a mostly retired physician who has seen a number of people move because their family thought it was the best thing for them to do, and they end up being miserable because they've left everything they know behind, all their friends and that sort of thing. So just be careful about talking a family member into moving when it may not be the best thing. There may be some other options.
David, that's a great comment, and let's turn to Bruce Nemovitz. Bruce, I'm sure you have a comment.
David, yes, you know, I find that in the beginning, too many people feel that their home is where they want to spend the rest of their life, but there's changes, health changes, so on and so forth. So I think in some cases, yes, people move and they're miserable. I can tell you the majority of the folks that have made that move tell me that they wish they had done it sooner.
Yeah, so it's something you have to take into account, but certainly something that I have some friends, too, who have done this, made this move, and felt like, oh, kind of I wish I'd have done it a long time ago, but well taken. David, thanks so much for calling. You can join in too, 1-800-642-1234. What are some of the problems that seniors face that could be helped by downsizing?
Well, it's downsizing, but there's so much more to it. I think that getting help from professionals is probably the best advice I can give. There are so many companies right now that will help with the downsizing, the packing, the sorting, and so many folks, we want to do it ourselves. the same generation. Many people are from the World War II generation, and they don't like to ask for help. And it gets difficult because, again, there's lifting and sorting and so on, and it can get overwhelming. That's the word that I hear most often.
Yeah, and you have a chapter on that in your book where you start with talking to an elderly man, husband and wife, who says, hey, we're not going to get any help for this. I've never asked the kids for this, for any help before, and I'm not going to start now, kind of thing.
Well, typically, I find that if people try to actually downsize 50 years of living on their own, usually I'll get a call back about 5 years later when it's completed. And so getting some help can be done so much more efficiently and sooner.
What are some of the main reasons? I think we heard one possibly from David earlier, but what are some of the main reasons you hear from seniors that, for not wanting to move?
Well, again, you know, it's a fear of change. That's probably the number one concern, is going from a known to an unknown. And with that comes much fear, trepidation, and out of that, we see a lot of procrastination. So, again, I think getting the actual information about what's out there, checking out some of the housing options, talking to professionals is probably the best way to go. But again, it's that fear of, you know, I know my home, I've been in here all these years, and to go to something I don't know is pretty daunting.
I think I was trying to think back of how many times I've moved, and every move was good for me in so many ways. And part of it was I had to get rid of a bunch of things that I looked at, and I thought, you know what, I haven't opened this box in 5 years.
Right.
It's probably time to get rid of it.
I think a rule of thumb is if you haven't used it in the last year, it's probably time to say goodbye.
Well, I can't, you know, a year, it'd have to be a couple of years for me, but I get your message. Joya in Fitchburg, let's go to you. Hi, Joya.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. You know, in relation to the comment one of the previous caller gave, you know, the when they move to, you know, they're forced to move to a smaller place, they're miserable. You know, in the beginning, it's an emotional battle because, you know, it's going like in a foreign country or, you know, a new environment. But I'm a senior citizen. I have a home. I lost my husband 2 years ago, and I'm alone. And I'm, you know, to be honest with you, I'm scared to death at night because if something happens to me, there's nobody around to take care of me. Yeah. And so I decided to move. I will not move to assisted living right away, but, you know, I will move to a, like, independent living or senior apartments. And so you have to be practical about that. And plus, you know, with the physical health, as they grow older, it's harder and harder to take care of the house itself. Our home itself, you know, although they are familiar, but, you know, to maintain the home, like, you know, bathroom or the kitchen, or they're accessible, but, you know, they need a regular maintenance. And as we age, they age too.
Yeah, absolutely right about that. And one of the, Joya, thanks for that call. One of the things you talk about are the various options that, and Joya mentioned a couple of those options. Maybe expand on that a little bit.
Well, again, I just went through this with my mother. She's 91 years old and had all of those feelings that you have, that you just expressed so eloquently. And we talked and talked about it. And I think the one reason that she really decided to make the move, she felt, you know, that health-wise, she didn't know where that was going to go. And we talked a lot about it. You know, Mom, what would happen if you... many years. That's typically she did that with my mother, and that's kind of what I think closed the deal. But I think just getting him out to see what's available and maybe having a talk with him about, you know, are you really, really gardening lately? Or are you able to cut the lawn? Or maybe he is. But again, I think maintenance of the house is something that, that people will admit, you know, I just can't do it anymore.
And I think getting him to get rid of stuff, maybe you have to start small with that. Get him to get rid of one box of, I don't know, what do you think?
Well, I think downsizing, again, for this particular situation is probably not the issue. I think the issue is more he does not want to leave your home. He loves your home. He likes, you know, the privacy and so on and so forth. So, again, I think, you know, just having a conversation about what he can and can't do, but maybe getting out and checking out some of the communities out there.
Bruce Nemovitz, our guest today, he is the author of Moving in the Right Direction, The Senior's Guide to Moving and Downsizing. Back with him after the news. So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking with my guest today, Bruce Nemovitz. He is a real estate specialist, certified senior advisor, certified residential specialist, and he focuses obviously on seniors and their families. He's been doing it for about the past 20 years. He also an author and speaker, and his latest book is called Moving in the Right Direction, The Senior's Guide to Moving and Downsizing. Every one of our lines is filled right now. The number is 800-642-1234. You can also email us as well at ideas@wpr.org. Or if you want to post on our Facebook page, just go to The Larry Mueller Show. That's the title of the page. And Colleen in Madison's been waiting a bit, so let's go there. Colleen, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I just wanted to mention that we finally took the plunge after 30 years of living in the same house. And I thought this would be so traumatic. And we now winter in warm climates. We're both retired. And we lived in this dream house, a prairie style, for 30 years. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be so miserable in a different home. But what I did is I really kind of took a look at, okay, let's do everything different. So we bought this kind of ranch style that I thought, oh, it's a plain Jane. But I romanticized it by calling it a mid-century modern. I changed everything. I went to Robin Egg Blue Appliances, and I did everything. It was kind of the 1950s theme. And, you know, it didn't even turn out to be that expensive because the appliances did. But, for example, I found so many things at Restore and at St. Benny's and different places like that to shop. And so the whole house looks very, very different from what we left. But it really did soften the blow. And now it's a rather freeing feeling after all of that.
Yeah. Comment on that, Bruce?
You know, it's funny. Right at the end, you use the word freeing. And that is what I hear often from folks that, again, are going in with trepidation and not sure if they're going to make it through the process. But as they're done and they start shedding things and letting go, and then I run into them maybe a month later or so, they say, you know, I wish I had just done this sooner. And these are people that just did not want to move, including, again, my mother.
There we go. Colleen, thank you so much. Gregory in Turtle Lake, I want to go to you next. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I'm just kind of overwhelmed with what I have to do. I'm in fairly poor health, and I've been living in my house for about 25 years, and there's so much junk to get rid of, and I just, you know, I start to get rid of some stuff, and it's just I mean, the word overwhelming just keeps coming up. I don't know where to start. I don't have any family close, you know, that can help, and I'm really on my own. I was wondering if you have any advice on where to go
for some help. Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Greg.
You know, you sound like a perfect candidate for a senior move manager. They're everywhere in every community, and these are folks that have created a business just for the purpose of helping people like you. So, in fact, I did use that service when my mother moved, but they will come in and they will sit down with you, and first they'll give you a bid, and you'll find that it's pretty reasonable, and they will help you organize, they'll help pack and sort. They'll bring in an estate sale company, and they'll even bring in somebody with a dumpster. You'll determine the things you want to take with you. And they can get this done probably in less than a week, believe it or not. But obviously you'll be working with them, but they're just wonderful, wonderful people. Without them, I could not do my job.
So what's the name of the group again? It's probably different names, I suppose, depending on the where you live.
Yeah, they're Senior Move Managers. If you go online, it's under NASMM, it's National Association of Senior Move Managers, .org. And you can find one in your area. They will just make this so easy for you, and you'll get that feeling of being empowered instead of overwhelmed.
So, and it's online to NASMM, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I wrote that down, so I'll give that a try.
All right, good luck, Greg. Thank you, Gregory. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. We have other callers online. You can join in, too, 800-642-1234. Give a call. You must have heard about everything when it comes to downsizing. Yes. Have you got a story or so before we go back to the phones?
I've got about two things I can tell you. Number one, people save a lot of things. I'm sure all of you out there have, you know, items that we call them treasures. But I had one gentleman, we went up into the attic, and there was a gigantic ball of string. I don't know how many of you out there save string, but he would get it, you know, he'd go to the butcher, and that string they used to wrap around, he would tie it every time he came home. So eventually it got to about 4 to 7 feet high. The interesting thing was on top of the ball of string was a cigar box, and it said pieces of string too small to save.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yes.
So did he part with it?
He it was his, actually I was dealing with his son and he had a long talk with his dad, and I think they are using it for home construction now or something. I'm not sure.
Oh my goodness me. Well, talk a little bit about, before we go back to the phones, Maria, we'll get to you and Jeff in just a second here, but how's your book organized? Tell us about it.
Well, I organized the book so it's sort of like a tool chest for you. You can turn to the chapter wherever you're at in the process, and it covers just about every question you might have. There's a whole section on questions to ask yourself if it might be time. There's another section on questions to ask senior communities when you stop over there. I did a survey of 700 seniors, and I have all the answers in there. They're real pointed, emotional answers that you might be thinking about. So, again, I also discussed selling your home and the timing of the sale, the complete process. So, again, it's only, I think, 80 or 90 pages, so it's a quick read, and people they tell me that it's really helped.
Well, you mentioned real estate. What's the market? Talk a little about the real estate market and selling.
Well, if you're thinking of selling, I've been in this a long time. I've over 35 years, and I can tell you this is probably the best time I have seen to sell your home. I'm sure you've heard about this, but there's a lack of inventory. And we have a surplus of buyers. And anyone that knows about it, Economics 101, knows that when you have lack of inventory, the prices go up. It becomes a seller's market, which it is right now. So if you are thinking of selling, we're almost back to pre-recession prices. In some areas, we're ahead of that. What we are seeing is that homes that are staged, I'm sure you've heard of that, where it's just move-in condition. We put those houses on the market. We're getting multiple offers, and usually they're sold the first day on the market. So, again, it's a brisk market. It's not the same everywhere for every county. There still are some areas that are, lagging behind a bit. But in general, getting a realtor is the best thing you can do because, again, it's a very complex, process, but we can make it very simple for you.
Let's turn to Maria in Milwaukee next. Maria, hi. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Larry and Speaker. I just recently sold my house in Green Bay, closed on June 15th. I had been going through things for 3 years because I unfortunately, against the Speaker, was able to sell it by myself. I lived in it for 25 years. Two of those, my ex-husband was there, but I'm the one who fixed the furnace, got everything done, paid the taxes, and did everything. And much to my son said, no, get a realtor. And I studied up, and I did really well, and everything fell into place because I'm 66, a single retired teacher. I teach a little bit for a technical college. And my son thought I couldn't do it, and I did it. And it's an emotional process. I started 3 years ago, and I had a friend help me go through stuff. I donated lots of stuff. But when it came to finish packing, my youngest son, who's making me a grandmother in August, said, oh, my God, Mom, I thought you went through things. And it's like, I did. Open the storage unit. I really did. But, they're into the simplifying. And then my other son from New York came and thought we wouldn't do it. But we did. We got everything in storage, and I'm in Milwaukee. There's a condo build. I've looked at tons of condos, and I'm excited about going to a condo where I do not have to shovel snow or rake leaves anymore. And I'm so excited because Milwaukee has so much to do. And I listened to that one man speak about not having anyone, it would be nice if there was a support group. And same lady who's never lived alone. I guess I've had the benefit, it's not been always easy. I've lived alone and made a lot of decisions, and I'm really ready. And my son said to me, well, Mom, how come you didn't do this sooner? And I said, well, it just wasn't the right time. You have to consider that. You have to be ready, and it's, a touchy subject, but I'm raring to go.
You're ready and raring to go. Maria. Comment, Bruce?
Well, Maria, first of all, if you're looking for a job, it sounds like you are ambitious and very intelligent, so I want to applaud you on your efforts. Again, we are certainly never against somebody trying to sell a home on their own. It just isn't for everybody. It's sometimes hard. Buyer and seller together without somebody in the middle to negotiate, and then you have the home inspection and on. But again, you know, I want to applaud you. You did a great job, and I congratulate you.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your call. Yeah, she's planned, and she's rare to go.
Yes, she is. She is. Smart lady.
Thanks, Maria. Appreciate it. Jeff in La Crosse, your turn. Hi, Jeff.
Well, good afternoon, Larry.
Yes.
I just wanted to, you know, it's really nice to tell people I just retired a month ago, and I really get a kick out of that. And before, well, after I retired right away, I had a big garage sale. I was a maintenance man all my life and saved everything for fixing everything. And I had a big rummage sale, got rid of 90% of it. And I'm 15 minutes from the river. I can be fishing in 15 minutes. And on my bucket list is to go up somewhere where you musky fish and catch and eat a musky. I've never ate one.
Well, I haven't eaten one. And I've put most of them back in. But if you've never caught one, you can keep them and eat the first one you catch, Jeff. And they're really tasty. I can tell you that for free. Well, a comment, Bruce Nemovitz?
Again, you know, what we're hearing from some of the folks calling in is that it's a freeing experience. You've worked your whole life. You've maintained that home. But, you know, as we get older, sometimes that yard, when you bought the home, it was really large. You were proud of it. And it just keeps getting larger and larger as we age. So, again, I can see that you've really found happiness and you want to enjoy your retirement. And that's something that I think you earned.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jeff. And good luck fishing. And I hope you get that big muskie. Thanks, Jeff. Johnny in Madison, your turn. Hi, Johnny. Thanks for calling.
Okay, well, when we downsized, we found that there were many things that we had that we couldn't move with us because of the smaller size of where we went to, but we just couldn't talk ourselves into getting rid of them. So what we did is we rented a storage locker and put stuff in it for a while, and then we'd change over as we needed for the various seasons, and ultimately we kind of weeded that down and got rid of everything. But we found the storage locker is a good place to park some stuff while we were trying to make that transition.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a great idea, and many times we suggest to people, we have many families with siblings, of course, and people that have different ideas where things should go cannot make a decision, and in some cases, going out and renting a storage space and putting those things in storage that just the family isn't sure about so that you can move forward, and then they can all get a key to that storage space, you know, family members, and they can rummage through it and take what they need and spend all the time they want, and at the same time, you can get the sale moving forward.
Yeah. And you know what? If you rented that storage space and a year later, you haven't been to it.
It's probably time to downsize that.
It's probably time to do some work. How can children help their parents make this decision?
That's a very complex statement, and I did write a second book about that called Guiding Our Parents in the Right Direction, because we were getting so many calls from the children of seniors, and the best thing they can do that I recommend, as we did with my mother, start with communication. So often we love our parents and we want the best for them. We want them to be secure. We worry about them being alone. But too often the conversation may sound sort of like self-serving to the child talking to the parent. I hear a lot of comments from mom and dad when the child goes out of the room saying, you know, that she's just talking to me and at me, and I wish she would listen. Listening is the best thing that I can tell all of the family, the siblings, to do when it comes to your parents, because we're coming from our own perspectives of the situation, yet they're at a different age, they're seeing it entirely different, and they want to remain independent, and they want to make some decisions. I think it should just make sure that, try to avoid the personal pronoun I, like, Mom, I want you to move, or I think it's time, or I don't think you should be going down the stairs. Because that kind of sounds like, you know, geez, my daughter's really not thinking about me. She's thinking about herself. So try to watch the words you say. Ask open-ended questions such as, how's the house working? Have you had any, you know, falls lately? We see a lot of that. Can you maintain the home? Things like that.
You know, I had just sort of on another topic, I know of a guy who, a couple, they had a lake home, and they decided to sell the home, and he said, you know, before we do that, we got to fix the kitchen. So he wanted it, he was a little tight, and he wanted to do it himself. So he spent a year, essentially, on this project. So they sell the house in a day, and they come back a couple of weeks later just to drive by, and the house is flat.
Oh,
God. He said, I spent all that time, and they just flattened the house and put up a big new one.
Well, we've sold many homes like that. I recall we sold one a couple of years ago, and the people just loved their home, and the buyer came in, and the seller had no idea what their intention was. And same thing, drove by, and it was on a lake, and all they could see was the lake. So,
well, it brings to mind, what do you do with your house? And you do have some tips and so forth on how to get a house. You know, should you fix it up? What should you do?
You know, again, there's so many options, but I try to break it down to three options of how you want to sell your home. The first is just, here's the keys. I'm not doing a darn thing. The basement's bad. The roof is bad. And good luck. Well, those homes, obviously, as you can tell, would sell on about 40 cents on a dollar to probably a rehab or somebody commercial. The second way is, make sure, if you don't get anything out of this more today than what we said, do the defects. Take care of the defects. If you have a bad basement, a bad roof, furnace, electric, plumbing, take care of those items, because the young millennial buyers that we have today, if they see a defect, they run out of the house as fast as they can, and you're going to really, you know, get hurt on the price. So fix the defects. Have it clean. If there's any eyesores, just try to take care of that. That's the second way. Lastly, if you want to get top dollar, best way is to maybe move out first and then get it down to vacant. And then we come in with a staging crew, and they bring in new carpeting, paint that the millennials like. And then they bring in some furniture. And those are the homes that usually sell within 24 hours and multiple offers.
Yeah, we used a stager for a home, and it went really well. They even then shot video of the house and posted that, I almost wanted to stay there after I saw how it looked.
Larry, we've had that happen. We went through the whole process with a few people, staged it. They walked in and they said, you know that listing contract we signed? Why don't you tear that up? We're not moving. So it's happened.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, Mark in Washburn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll make it quick, but after the election, my wife and I looked at each other and we said, we're moving to Canada. We checked it out quite seriously, and you can't get in. But we've got a place rented on Vancouver Island this winter for 4 months. We're going to go out there and look, and we may spend 6 months there and 6 months here, or 6 months there and 6 months somewhere else.
Oh, well, we're running out of time, but all right, there's a plan.
Well, I haven't heard maybe that reasoning often, and I certainly, whatever you feel is great, but we have a lot of folks doing the same thing, moving to the warmer climates, such as Arizona, and they will then rent an apartment here and then either rent there or purchase a home in the warmer climate. So I certainly wish you the best of luck. My brother lives in Canada. He absolutely loves it. And good luck with that.
Thank you so much. And, Bruce, here we are about out of time. It's gone by really quickly. Thank you so much for being with us today. You have a website, by the way?
Yes, I do. Thank you. It's www.seniorrealtor.com. And if you have any questions, you can email me at Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, at seniorrealtor.com, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have or if you're interested in purchasing the books.
All right. And we'll post that. We have that up on our Facebook page, Jill. Yes, Jill says, of course I do. So thank you so much. So go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page if you didn't get that down. Bruce Namovitz is the author of a couple of books, Moving in the Right Direction and Guiding Our Parents in the Right Direction. Thank you for listening. Please stay with us. Lots in store.